From WCBU, Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today you'll hear from Zachary Hunter and Alexandra Buchko. They're starring in the upcoming production of Romeo and Juliet, happening at the Cornstalk Theater Center in Upper Bradley Park. The show is directed by Amy Glass and finishes its run with performances at 7:30 p.m. tonight and tomorrow, and 2:30 p.m. on Sunday. Alexandra and Zachary, welcome to Out and About.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
So, Zach, let's start with you. Now, you've had quite a bit of training in theater at Western University, but you said this is the first time that you've done Shakespeare.
Yeah, completely. I never took a Shakespeare class at Western, ever. The only time I ever touched on it was when I was in high school. Of course, we had to pick that scene, try and figure out what it meant, you know, the classical high school journey. But this is my first ever go-round with Shakespeare.
And what's even more fascinating, when you went to audition for the show, Romeo wasn't even on your radar.
Not even close. Mostly because in my own head, I didn't think I was going to get it. So I said, you know, let's go for, I like Friar Lawrence and Benvolio. They add more levity. They add, you know, they add just a little bit more to a scene. And never once did I consider Romeo.
Alex, this show is very emotionally charged. How do you keep that emotional range going throughout the show?
A lot of it is, so we've been rehearsing for a long time. We know the words. It comes from your fellow actors. Mm. It comes from, you know, the look in another actor's eyes when they're yelling at you, or just that intensity and feeding off of each other. Because when you have done it for so long in the process, I think it's really easy to kind of become jaded in a sense. But with the cast that we have, everyone loves this show so much that I don't think we've ever had a rehearsal or a performance where it's felt stale in any way.
And now, Alex, you got your training, your theatrical training, from Bradley University. Mm-hmm. And you said before we started recording today that originally when you read this play when you were a freshman in high school, you had some takeaways. But then when you reapproached the script many years later, it kind of hit you in a new way. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. So it was about 9 or 10 years between readings of the play. And so in that time, you know, I obviously grew up a lot, had all kinds of life experiences, had a Shakespeare acting class here at Bradley. And I think my Shakespeare teacher was fantastic. And one of the things she said that I've never forgotten is that you can't think of the language as saying something in a fancy way. It's exactly what the character means to and needs to say at that moment. Mm. So it's the difference between saying, I love you, and my bounty is as boundless as the sea, my love is deep. Those are two very different things. And once you get past the barrier of that language and realize that, I think Shakespeare just opens up in beautiful ways.
Zach, you said that initially that language was a bit of a intimidation point for you as well. How long did it take you to get past that?
Not as long as I thought. And again, I'll be honest, I will give credit to No Fear Shakespeare. just because for me, if you've ever had interaction with another human being, you know how to deliver a line. Hmm. You know how to say something in the context of the situation. So for me, I read the English translation first, realized how I would deliver those just in plain English, and then read the Shakespeare half as such. And that was pretty much my entire process. There wasn't anything incredibly special about it. There was just matching up the words on either side and putting the correct inflections on the right sentences.
So. You're listening to Out and About on WCBU and WCBU.org. One of the components of the play that makes it so timeless is the fact that Romeo and Juliet are truly star-crossed lovers. They have this instantaneous connection that is maybe part infatuation, part destiny. How do you go about making that real for the audience?
You never deliver the same line the same way. Every night's different, and it greatly depends on who your partner is in the scene, because you know you're supposed to, you know, they feed you something and you react to that. So I mean, that's, yeah. And Alex is amazing. So.
Oh, so is Zach. it's been really great working on this show together.
This production takes place in the Round. And uniquely, there's also combat and sword play. I'm looking at you, Zachary, because you're the, I don't think Juliet holds a sword in this. How enjoyable has that been for the cast?
Oh, I mean, amazingly enjoyable. You know, because ever since we were little boys, you've always, you know, picked up sticks and pretended they're swords. And we have two amazing choreographers, Ben Maxwell and Jeremy Glass. They've just been amazing and very patient with me because, Lord knows, I am not the most, you know, versed in stage combat. I had two classes at Western that I got buy-in. So this has been an amazing experience, and not just for me, but watching the other male actors, it's just like water, fluid with their movements. It's so elegant and poised. It's brilliant. It really is.
It looks like they've been holding swords their entire lives. It really does.
Both of you have had schooling and training in theater. How important is it for you that these community theater outlets exist after your college education so that you can continue this art?
Immensely. Like, community theater is the foundation. I mean, it's what makes it all worth it. I mean, because, you know, you can try your best to make it as a professional actor, but where you get your start, and I think it doesn't matter if you're from Peoria, the Quad Cities, Galesburg, it doesn't matter where you're from, community theaters are immensely important because it doesn't exclude anyone. Mm-hmm. It doesn't give labels. It doesn't care where you came from. You can go to a community with other people and no fear of being judged, no fear of being laughed at, except, of course, if your character calls for that on stage. But, I mean, community theater is so important. And thanks to universities like Bradley and Western and all of these schools that produce amazing actors, community theater gives them a place where they can play.
Zachary Hunter and Alexandra Buchko bring to life the iconic roles of Romeo and Juliet at the Cornstalk Theater Center this weekend, with performances tonight and tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday at 2:30 p.m. Zach and Alex, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Out and About, a production of WCBU and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers. For more information on all upcoming arts events, visit artspartners.net. Our producer is Daniel Musisi. If you missed a portion of this conversation, you can listen to the full interview at wcbu.org. I'm Jen Gordon, and this is Out and About.